Well, it's time once again for WEVO's weekly Look at Language. Today, language commentator Richard Lederer concludes his listing of the best stress puns of 1989.
In order to get in the show business, a fellow named Jason bought a tuna and tried to teach it to play the tuba. Unfortunately, the fish's efforts weren't noteworthy. It wasn't that he didn't give a toot, he just couldn't pucker. When Jason went to see a professional musician and told him about his problem, the musician asked, "Have you tried him on strings? You may have bought yourself a piano tuna." Well, so goes one of the 10 best-dressed puns of the year, as contributed to the International Save the Pun Foundation, based in Toronto. If you're interested in becoming a member, and you'll send me a postcard, I'll be happy to write the address on it for you. And how you can become a member, especially for all of you out there who are experiencing the loneliness of the long-distance punter. Believe me, I know it well. Here are some of the other 10 best-dressed puns of the year. A man owned a shabby, run-down boat slip on a lake where all of the other slips were well-painted and kept up. Their owners tended to look down on him, so he finally gave in and had his ship painted, which just goes to show the high cost of peer pressure. It's a little known fact that all of the rabbit population of the United States was once on the West Coast. Then, for some reason, the male rabbits decided to send the group to explore the East Coast. One female rabbit demanded the right to go along. As a result, when they reached New Jersey, she became the first East Her Bunny. Two men were talking about their most memorable days. One said, 3 years ago I was at a garden party. It was a lovely day, but what made it memorable was that I proposed to the woman who is now my wife, and she agreed to marry me. It was funny, though, because after I had announced the good news, and everyone at the party had applauded, we could still hear someone else clapping. We looked up, and there, on a neighbor's roof, was a working man clapping away for all he was worth. Oh, observed his friend, he must have been eavesdropping. In order to get into showbiz, no, I've done that one, Mama Bear, Papa Bear, and Little Baby Bear were eating dinner when suddenly the door flew open and a strange-looking bear burst in carrying a gun. The intruder said nothing, it just gobbled up Baby Bear's dinner, took a wild shot at Papa Bear, and left. "What was that?" demanded Papa Bear, picking himself up from the floor. "I think it was a koala," said Mama Bear, reaching for the family encyclopedia. "Yes, it says right here, eats, shoots, and leaves." Well, with that grisly but koality pun, we'll take our leave in about a minute. But I just want to say that I've had a good year as International Punster of the Year with the International Save the Pun Foundation, which believes that a good pun is like a good steak. It is a rare medium well done. I have had a wonderful year as Attila the Pun, and next week I'll talk to you about my successor, and I think I'll wait until then. But one of my favorite puns, because there is time, Roy Rogers was bathing in a creek, and Dale Evans noticed that a mountain lion had come and started eating Roy Rogers' clothes and chewing on his new boots, and so Dale Evans, boom, plugged the mountain lion, turned to Roy Rogers and said, "Pardon me, Roy, is that the cat that chewed your new shoe?" And then, of course, there's always the story of Charlemagne, who mustered his Franks and set out with great relish to assault and pepper the Saracens, but he couldn't catch up. Frankly, I know you're thinking, I never saw such a pun. It's the worst. Until next week with more punishment, Richard Lederer.
And if you have a question or comment on language, write to Richard Lederer in care of WEVO, 26 Pleasant Street, Concord, New Hampshire, 03301.